It is Friday, September 6th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo wants to move the state's presidential primary to February, which will definitely not help his good friend Joe Biden, I'm sure, in any way. Meanwhile, the president of the coal miners union says nobody saved the coal industry. I think he means Trump. And lastly, protesters swarm an Amazon office near Boston over its contracts with Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
New York One is reporting that Governor Andrew Cuomo is trying to move New York State's presidential primary up to February instead of late April, just weeks after the pivotal Iowa caucuses and New Hampshire primary. Just a reminder, folks, the Wall Street Journal reported in April that Cuomo has told friends he'll be more involved in Biden's campaign than he was with Clinton or Obama's runs, and that he's prepared to assist the former vice president, quote, in whatever way is helpful. And some crappy icing on the cake. Sources tell New York One that Cuomo is also looking to move New York's legislative primaries for state, Senate, and assembly, currently scheduled for June 2020, to coincide with the February presidential primary, potentially helping incumbents survive any challenges from the left. CNN reports that Cecil Roberts, the president of the United Mine Workers of America, said Wednesday that the coal industry is not back, despite what Donald Trump says. 2018, Trump held a rally in West Virginia where he touted his administration's proposal to allow states to set their own emission standards for coal-fueled power plants. He declared at the time, "We are back. The coal industry is back." Roberts said Trump cutting back some of the Obama-era regulations that limited coal-fired power plant emissions, quote, perhaps kept the coal industry in existence, but that plants are still closing dramatically and the market keeps shrinking. Roberts said his message to Trump and others running for president in 2020 is, coal's not back. Nobody saved the coal industry. Coal-fired plants closing all over the country is a harsh reality.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Boston Globe is reporting that 12 demonstrators protesting Amazon's contracts with Immigration and Customs Enforcement were arrested on trespassing charges Thursday after reportedly refusing to leave the lobby of the online retail giant's office in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Amazon employees have previously expressed concerns about the data mining company Palantir, founded by Peter Thiel and used by ICE, operating on Amazon Web Service. Hundreds of activists marched to the Amazon office from downtown Boston, chanting slogans like, "Never again means abolish ICE." And video from Amazon's office showed a crowd of protesters blocking the elevators. The organizers of the demonstration, Never Again Action, a group of Jewish activists, have staged several protests against immigration detention since they formed about 2 months ago, including one in August in which a Rhode Island prison staffer drove his truck into the group as they protested against the prison's cooperation with ICE. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie!
NBC News reports the death toll in the Bahamas has risen to 30 and is expected to rise dramatically in the aftermath of Hurricane Dorian, which pummeled the islands with sustained 180-mile-per-hour winds for over a day and a half. Michigan State University will be fined a record $4.5 million over its handling of sexual abuse allegations against Larry Nassar, the sports doctor who treated Olympic gymnasts and was sentenced to 40 to 175 years in prison after more than 150 women and girls said he had sexually abused them. From Politico, Republican parties in South Carolina, Nevada, Arizona, and Kansas are expected to cancel their primaries in a bid to make life hard for any of Trump's Republican challengers. And speaking of harm, U.S. News reports that farm loan delinquencies have surged in the battleground state of Wisconsin. Remember, this state was won by Donald Trump by only 22,000 votes in 2016. And lastly, sad news. former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz has finally given up on his ridiculous campaign for the White House. In a letter to supporters or supporter, the billionaire said he'll instead spend his war chest, said to be more than $100 million, on political reform and attempts to reduce inequality.
Quicker, quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening, Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.